I just love how the Lord will use the simple things in life to teach me an important lesson. One morning, I once again awoke with a song playing in the background of my mind, and facing the day filled with housework, the sweet melody of an old hymn kept me company. The whir of the vacuum soon gave me the proper key, and I found myself singing its beautiful words out loud as I cleaned. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King, with Jesus my Savior. I'm a child of the King. And in a sweet moment of worship, the Holy Spirit spoke to my soul and said, "Child, you are royalty, a child of the King." Then, in an instant, an unwanted, uninvited guest broke in saying, "If you're a child of the King, why are you sweeping your own floors?" Well, immediately the words from Jesus in Matthew chapter 20 rang loud in my soul where he said, "I came to serve, not to be served. Child, you are a princess in my court." Well, I smiled and thanked the Lord and continued my cleaning. Now, clearly, I did not hear an audible voice, yet I heard him just the same. And the truth of that moment will never be forgotten. I am a child of the King, and with that title comes a great responsibility of service. You see, moments before Jesus was arrested, he did something that you and I could have never done. Knowing full well that Judas would betray him, Peter would deny him, and the others would run and hide, Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, still took time to serve them by washing their feet. In John chapter 13, Jesus said, "If I then, your father and teacher, have washed your feet, then you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done for you." As we read the account of that evening and the hours that followed, it's easy to point our finger at those men with condemnation. They knew that Jesus was the Son of God, and yet they turned their backs and ran. Truth be told, you and I would have done the same. Yet he humbled himself and still served them. He served you and me as well. He served us by being beaten, tortured, and mocked. He served us by hanging naked on a cross as his precious blood flows. And that blood, which covers my sin, now serves as a reminder that as his child, I'm to go and serve him by serving others. So today, no matter how menial the task, simply serve. And as 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.